Hey guys, and welcome to November's Q&A. So normally this would be a live Q&A, but unfortunately we had a few technical issues this month, which have now been resolved. So moving forward, we should all be good. But it meant I couldn't actually do the live Q&A. So this is a pre-recorded one with student-submitted questions. So let's dive straight in. And like normal, I've got a little bit of beginner guitar hiking news to start with. And as we are coming up to Christmas, I thought I'd remind you guys that we have our shop, guitarshirts.shop, where you can buy Beginner Guitar Academy merch. And I've just released a range of hats. And this was what someone suggested actually in Beginner Guitar Academy. So I've put some beanies, I've got some like trucker hats, I've got ones which are, embroidered, and ones which are just printed. So more high quality and less, and also that's reflecting the price. We've got some stickers, got the mug, you got to have a mug. So some cool little Christmas presents. We got the normal stuff as well, you know, normal t-shirts, the hoodies and things like that. And I'll be adding to this more and more. It's something I just want to grow and grow and grow. But I thought I'd quickly let you know that there's some new stuff there. Go and check out if you're looking for maybe some ideas for yourself. You maybe want a beginner guitar career t-shirt. You'll look as cool as me in my t-shirt. Then obviously that's where you can go. So guitarshirts.shop. Also, let me get up the website. Here we go. When you go to Beginner Guitar Academy, I've now sorted out the gifting options. So I did this a little while ago where you can gift a membership, but then it ruined the site. It didn't work. So it's now been fixed. So let me show you how it works. So if you go to, say you want to give someone a monthly membership, you click on here, you scroll down, and then at the bottom you see, is this a gift? And you click on, is this a gift? If we scroll back up, you see it's taken away the option now of the trial. So normally you have a trial for 2 weeks for $1 and then it goes to $39. Click on this as gift. It then takes it to $39. So you'll buy that for $39. On the next screen, you have the option to then write in the recipient's email. So then receive an email saying you've gifted them a membership. And that's how you then can gift a membership. You can then log in and you'll see if they've joined, if they've accepted it, basically if they've now become a member. And there you go, that's saying gift it. You can do that as the monthly, or you can do that as annual as well. Exact same thing. You click on annual, you come through, and you just click on that little button that says you're gifting it. And if I scroll back to the top, you see the 2 weeks has gone, and it's now the $349. So you can now do that. And if you do want to maybe give yourself a present or get someone to buy you them, remember I am offering individual guitar lessons. So if we go to the community, and you can scroll down to the news announcements. It says in there all about the where are we? So one-on-one private lessons, so members only. It says all about there, and you'll see the link so you can book it. And if you go to any of my posts in the academy, you'll see in the bottom it has this need extra help, book a 30-minute private lesson. So you can have that as a gift idea as well. So a few ideas there for some beginner guitar community merch. Gifting for other people, or some one-on-one lessons, which you could obviously gift to yourself or get someone to buy you. This is a member-only perk for you guys. But I thought I'd just let you aware of all that stuff. So that's all the member news out of the way. Let's dive into this month's Q&A. And so I've got a few pre-submitted questions, not many. So first question comes from Martin. He wrote, would you say there's a point in your learning curve that flattens off during your learning process? I mean, surely you don't learn at the same speed after 5 to 10 years than the speed you learn in the first year, say. So, yes, you know, in the early stage of guitar, the curve is steep because everything is brand new. You know, you're laying the foundation, so basic chords, strumming, technique, rhythm, picking, scales, you know, 7 essential skills. And each skill unlocks a huge amount of musical ability. And pretty quickly, you know, because progress feels fast, it's noticeable. And as time goes on, you become more competent and the curve naturally starts to flatten. Not because you stop improving, but because improvements become more refined. You know, instead of learning a whole new set of chords, you're working on cleaner chord changes, tighter rhythms, smoother strumming, better tone, more musical phrasing, stylistical kind of nuances. All those things that matter massively, but they're smaller adjustments compared to those early leaps. You know, I suppose you could like this to learning a song. I mean, Martin actually had this conversation, you know, when he was prepping up for his grade exam. His grade 4, which he got a distinction. I said to him, you know, you've done the hard part now. You've kind of learned the songs, but now comes the next stage where you're actually learning to play those songs. You're thinking more about your tone, your execution. It's not so much, I've got to get my fingers in the right places and play that chorus. It's now how we're playing that chorus. How are my dynamics? It's those finer incremental things that seem to take a lot longer, but you're doing less, if that makes sense. So it doesn't always feel like you're making massive progress when you're fine-tuning the tune. But it's what the difference is between that intermediate and more advanced guitar player. It's those subtle differences that make you feel so much better. So yes, the curve does flatten, but it never stops. You're always learning. It's just going to be those finer incremental improvements that you're then working on. So I hope that makes sense, Martin. Let's move on to Mark's question. And Mark wrote, I've just put a question in the community referencing Black Friday deals, specifically TrueFire's annual access for $79. My question is whether it's a good complement to beginner guitar community, or is there too much content that may be overwhelming? So let's dive in. So I've got TrueFire open. I'm actually a member of TrueFire. I quite often buy that annual subscription because it always pops up, like Mark's just said, cheap. And you think, oh, that'd be quite cool. I don't really use it. One of the things with TrueFire, I find it's great for jumping in if you want to work on a particular thing. So for instance, we go type in power chords. So you want to work on your power chords, let's lob that in there. Up then comes loads of cool things on power chords. You know, power chord gym, smooth power chords, power chord chord studies, power chord blues riffs. Loads of power chord stuff. So if you want to work on a particular concept, a particular technique, it's pretty good because you can go in and you get some stuff about that. The problem with TrueFire is, and this is one of their kind of big selling points they like to say, I wonder if I could quickly show you, is, I was going to say, just the amount of stuff there is. So, I can't even find it. I was going to go on the list of tutors. So, you know, there's just their new courses. But they've got, you know, look at, you can look at all their artists. So many tutors, so many instructors. Now, they've got some really high-level instructors. Eric Johnson, Eric Gales, Mike Friedman, you know, Tom Emmanuel, who I love. They've got, Keb Moe, they've got very high-level performers. Now, there's definitely a difference between high-level performer and high-level teacher. Now, you've heard me probably say this a million times. Because you're a high-level performer, doesn't always mean you're a great teacher. Now, I love Robin Ford. I don't think Robin Ford's a great teacher. He can play very, very well, but when I've watched some of his tutorial stuff, I don't think he's always the best at explaining it. So that's just, you know, I love Robin Ford. I love his playing. He's a great performer. But just because you're a great performer does not mean you're a great teacher. So that's one thing that I'd say about this. And just the buffet style of the way they do it. So you click on blues, I want to learn blues. You've got 459 results in blues. So it's kind of like the Netflix problem. The problem with Netflix, and me and my wife do this all the time, right, we're going to watch a film, we're going to start a new series. You go onto Netflix, you spend, and I think there was a study that most people spend about 15 minutes before they actually pick something of going through it. And it's the same thing here. You'll spend part of your practice trying to work out what you want to do. You know, do I want to learn with Jeff McLean? Do I want to learn his beginner rock solos? But I quite like Rob Swift. But then we got Matt Schofield. He's awesome. Hold on a minute. Who we got here? Oh, I like Tim. Ah, do I want to do my blues rhythm? Do I want to do tasty blues soloing? Do I want to decode my blues? You get the point. There's so many different options. Now, that's great. Again, if you want to work on slide guitar, Ariel Posen is awesome. You go through his course. So it's good to kind of dip in and out of and to work on a particular technique or particular thing. As again, I don't think I've ever completed a course on here. They're pretty long. I'm not a massive fan of how they present it either. But again, that's a personal preference. You might not find that at all. You might really enjoy it. So it's definitely something to check out. And for $79, did Mark say? That's cheapest chips for a year, isn't it? That's cheapest chips. So as a compliment for beginner guitar community, yeah, I think it'll work quite well. You can look at TrueFire as, you know, a solid library, basically. The problem with that is there's a lot of variety, so you find yourself all around the place. So as a compliment to beginner guitar community, I suppose what I'm trying, it's fantastic. You know, beginner guitar community gives you that clear pathway, gives you accountability, gives you support from me. If you do sign up TrueFire, I treat it as a place to explore topics that you're curious about or grab the odd course. You know, it's not somewhere to study in the same way as you would at beginner guitar community. Otherwise, it becomes just like a Netflix-style library. So that's kind of the thing. So, yeah, you can definitely use it alongside beginner guitar community. They do have paths. See if I can find one. Can I? No, I've used this website before and I still find it a little bit confusing. They do actually have songs on here now. That was one of the kind of biggest downfall. And that's the problem with a lot of the websites is they don't have songs. Now, as I remember, I didn't have that many. This might have changed now. I've not used this for obviously ages. Oh, they've got a few there. Look, they've got like song packs. Like Fender Play does have songs. I was using that example. That does, I think, have... Yeah, it does have songs, doesn't it? Pick Up Music doesn't. Now, the reason that that's not always, you know, it's not great is because obviously I use songs beginning guitar to show how the skills into practice. That's the whole point of it. So that's why I value obviously songs for teaching. The problem with songs, you've got to pay for the songs. I pay for licenses every year with ASCAP and BMI for the benefit of using songs from their artists. So that's the reason why a lot of people don't do it, because I have to pay for it. It's not cheap and it's a ball ache, because I have to then every quarter write out what songs have been played, how many times someone's viewed them. It's annoying. So that's why a lot of people don't do it, but I do it because I know the value in obviously using songs. But they've got a few on here now. I was going to do paths, wasn't I? And then I kind of got distracted. I don't even know how to get to it. Learning paths. There it is. We found it. Yay! And you've probably finally got country, blues, rock, jazz. Yeah, they have. This is then a collection of the courses they have. But it's a little bit more structured. But it's still like... So you clicked on blues and straight away we've gone to home recording and 80 beginner chords. They're just supplementary chords courses, I guess. Beginner. There's no blues stuff. Oh, here we go. Right, we got to blues. So blues guitar level one. So quick start for blues, and now it gets more bluesy. Okay, you just need to get through like song packs and stuff at the top. It's like a classic rock song pack. Song pack is like not relevant at all. So yeah, again, some of his stuff is good. I like this dude. I like Jeff Schkehitz. He's a really good teacher. And then we get bluesy. But again, see, it's just a collection of their long courses. So to get through their learning path will probably take you God knows how long. So if I just click, I like this guy as well, Jeff. I tried actually get individual lessons with Jeff years ago, but because he's in America, we just could not work out the time. But I really like Jeff McLean. I couldn't even say his name. But yeah, Jeff. But you can see the length of the course. There's a lot of stuff in here. Yeah. Again, it's a good site. It's a good site. But I'd definitely use it as complementing the beginner guitar academy stuff. The thing is, beginner guitar is a core syllabus. This works. But I think for more advanced students, if you want to work on your slide playing, you want to work on metal, you want to work on kind of particular blues techniques, there's courses for that, and you can then just really dive into that. So maybe post-beginner guitar academy is really good. But you may find you're kind of looking around the website, trying to, like I did then, trying to work out where stuff is, because there's just so much stuff. And they've taken on, is it Jam Play now as well? So they've brought in another website, so they've got even more stuff. Again, it sounds amazing, so they've got all this stuff. But stuff isn't always good, because stuff can get confusing. Yeah, it's Jam Play down here. Look, Ice Works as well, they're affiliated with too. Because the amount of stuff is going to make you a good guitar player. It's focusing on the right stuff at the right time and putting in the effort is going to make you a good guitar player. Doesn't matter if you're being taught by, you know, these high-level performers, unless they're a good teacher. So anyway, that is kind of my breakdown of TrueFire as it walked through the website, kind of how I think about it and how you could probably use it. I'd love to know how you guys, if you are using TrueFire, head over to the community. Mark did actually post in there and I did answer him in there as well. So yeah, go and jump on that post. I'd love to know your take on it. Because again, for some people, I imagine it's going to work really, really well. And again, for the slightly higher level students, I think it will. But $79, it's not that much, is it, to take a bit of a punt with it at all. And even if you just get a couple of things from it, it'll be fantastic. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. And the next question is from Rob. And he writes, can you at some point run through an example of a 20-minute practice session for one of your students to show how to effectively use time? It's been great. This is some of the students who completed the course, but it is kind of a blow to hear they only practice 25 to 30 minutes a day to make their progress. I work through the 7 essential skills each time I practice, but maybe I'm not doing it as effectively as others. It'd be great to see an actual student do a practice session and then have you critique at points. I guess I could film my own 20-minute practice session and ask for feedback, but that would help me and not other students. Thanks. So let's dive into this. So firstly, go and check out the workshop, if I share my screen, How to Practice Guitar Workshop. So if you've not checked this out, definitely check this out, Rob. And anyone that wants more of an overview of my practice strategy and how I'd recommend doing it, it's all in this workshop. You can see I break it down exactly of how to set yourself up for practice. Kind of the idea of practice versus playing. So there is a big difference. So some people sit down, they'll play the guitar, they won't practice guitar. Give yourself realistic expectations, practice logs, you know, some resources that really help you out. But then I go into what actually practice is, the G4 method in a nutshell, the 7 essential skills, how to practice, how to develop a practice plan, you know, all that kind of stuff that you need. I deep dive into that. But reading what Rob said, there's a couple of things that really jumped out. Number one is, do not compare yourself to other people, especially Malta and Allegra, who are the two people that have completed Beginning Guitar Academy, which Rob's talking about there because I interviewed them on the podcast. So if you haven't heard those interviews, go and check them out. If you go to bjpodcast.com, which is the website for the podcast, type in the search Malta and Allegra and up will come their interviews. One, because Malta had practiced or played guitar before Beginning Guitar Academy. He was intermediate playing before he came to Beginning Guitar Academy. He rocketed through the level so quickly because he had a lot of those skills in place already. He was looking for fine-tuning some of the other skills he hadn't really worked on, to the point that I didn't have level 5 available when he hit it because he rocketed through it so quickly. He then left for 6 months. I then had to email him saying, oh, I've got it now, you can come back. He flew through it. So that is not a fair comparison because he was at a very high level anyway. Allegra had been playing a little bit before she came Beginning Guitar Academy. She was then super focused and mainly worked through the program, didn't work on any other songs outside it, didn't work on the workshops. She was very, very focused, methodical in her practice as well. Again, she talks about this in the interview we went through. So even though you think, well, she only practiced for a little bit, again, the little bit was very effective. It was very focused. It was very working on what she needs to work on. And if you do that, that 20 minutes and 30 minutes, however long she was doing, you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck than someone that picks up a guitar maybe for an hour or two, but is mainly playing and not practicing. And it's something I talk about in that workshop, the difference between practicing and playing. You know, playing quite often is going to be doing things you can already do. Practicing is working on things you can't do with a goal of where you want to reach and a system to get you there. That is practice. That is when you really start making quick progress, when you're working with that kind of mentality. In a nutshell, though, when you're practicing, you want short sessions. You want a single focus. You want clear goals. So just to bring that in really quickly. Now, Rob did say he's working on the 7 essential skills, which is obviously what I recommend. Now, when you're working through your practice routine, I normally recommend, and I could probably get it up on here, actually. So let me share my screen, and we'll talk about how long to practice for. So this is taken straight from the workshop, How to Practice Guitar. And I've done 4 different routines for you, a 30-minute, a 20-minute, a 10-minute, and a 6. But you can see all of them have the same 4 areas. So warm-up, skill 1, skill 2, and song on the end. So working on the 7 essential skills, the warm-up can be, it could be anything you like, really, if you work on a particular dexterity drill, something from Beginning Guitar from the resources section. That could be anything like that, or just picking. The skills, that would then be one of the 7 essential. And then as you work through the week, you rotate that. So you get to the end of the week, if you're doing 2 skills a day and you practice every day, you know, it's 14 skills you've gone through, there's only 7, so you've rotated them. Meaning you're not leaving anything out. You've not got to the end of the week, you've not worked on your ear training, you've not worked on perhaps your note reading, you've not worked on your strumming. By rotating it, you mean you're working on everything. That is a focused practice session, if you're working on each one of those things. That's how I'd recommend doing it. But let's take that a little bit step further. So we've mapped it out. We know we're working on skill 1, we know we're working on skill 2, working on a song, cool. But we can still make that more focused. So if we go to level 3, which Rob is, I'm going to get the method. Now the method, every level has a download here where it has the method book. The reason we want to go for the method book is I scroll through it, so I'm right at the beginning of it. If I go a few pages in, we have this page, the practice schedule. If I scroll down, it tells us what the goal is in regard to tempo. So if we're playing 8th notes, we want to be reaching a speed of 80 on the metronome. If we're doing triplets, 60. If we're doing 16th notes, 40. So if I just jump on any page, let's just jump at the scale because that just caught my eye. I'm learning the A major scale. Now these are 8th notes. We want to be getting these to 80 beats per minute with the metronome. So that straight away gives us our clear target. When we can reach 80, so we can do exercise 133, that is the full scale along to the metronome. We've completed it. We're ready to move on. So straight away there, short session. We're doing 5 minutes of that skill of our scale. Single focus, we're working on that scale. And then a clear goal, we want that scale to be 80 beats per minute. Now, that's not meaning we're starting 80 beats per minute. That is the finish line. You might start at, say, 60. You might start even slower. The thing is to gauge it, and this is where the rule of three comes in. If we're playing through that along to the metronome 60, we're making mistakes. We can't play it correctly three times in a row. Then we make it slower, shorter, or simpler. It's the rule of three. And then if we do get it right three times in a row, we make it faster, we make it longer, we make it harder by bringing more into it. Now, making it shorter would be, so let's actually go through that. So slower would be obviously decreasing the tempo. So if we want to aim at 80, we start at 60. Make a mistake, we bring it down to maybe 50. Then we can incrementally bring that back up, maybe with 5 or 10. Making it shorter, maybe we're just going to do the first half of the bar. So we're working on this first bar, we're just going to do the first half. That's two strings. You can work on one string. The great thing about scales is because it's working through strings, you can just work it one string at a time and gradually build up. Then we can make it simpler. You can make it simpler by getting rid of stuff like the rhythm. So if you were trying to work on those eighth notes, work on whole notes to start with. Work on half notes, work on quarter notes. That'll make it simpler. You've got more time to think about it. So there's a few approaches to that. But you can see straight away that's made it so much more focused. That's going to make it so much easier to work through. And that's really going to be the point of getting the most bang from your buck for that 20-minute, half-an-hour session, is doing stuff like that. And making it shorter. So a lot of people do like the note reading exercise. And they might think, right, I'm going to do 137 today. Boom, the whole thing. Where your 5-minute practice could just be the first bar. It could just be working out where E in the F is, working out where it is in the music, like that. That is cool. Small, bite-sized pieces, and you'll be so surprised how quickly you can work through exercises doing that. So that's what I'd say to that. Number one, do not compare yourself to other people. Everyone's different. Some people's going to have, you know, the innate ability where they're just more, I hate using the word gifted because that's not the right word. They have certain attributes which are better for music. They can stretch better their fingers. They have better dexterity to begin with because perhaps they've worked on a different hobby which developed those sort of skills. So you can't compare yourself to other people because everyone has a different journey and everyone is a different place and everyone has different experiences. That will then compound to how they then learn guitar. So definitely don't do that. You know, compare yourself to yourself, but take on board how we're practicing in what I've talked about here. Set short sections, single focus, clear goals. Now, this is obviously a conversation we could have more. Definitely encourage you, Rob, if there's anything you do want me to go through, record yourself and send it through. And obviously I'll take a look at it and see if there's any ways we can be more efficient. But hopefully that's given you a bit of more of an understanding of what we could do. And maybe just kind of tying up what we are doing. And there we go. Hopefully that has helped. So guys, I believe that was it for the pre-recorded questions. I managed to stretch out just 3 questions to 30 minutes. So if you made it this far, well done. But hopefully there's stuff we can take away from each one of those. So any questions now, obviously just tag me in the forum, hit me up in the support bar where you can send me an audio, text or a video message. Obviously that is always available for you. Otherwise, though, I'll see you in next month's Q&A, and this time it will be live, and we'll answer more of your questions. So, look forward to chatting to you guys in the community. Keep rocking, keep practicing, and I'll chat to you soon.